This is WAMU 88.5. I'm Jonathan Wilson. While D.C. is home to big museums that get federal funding, the city is also home to many smaller private museums like the Phillips Collection and National Building Museum. These institutions are struggling in the coronavirus shutdown. WAMU's arts and culture reporter Michaela Lafrac joins us to discuss exactly how these institutions are surviving. Michaela, I guess let's start with this. Explain the difference between the federal museums and the private ones and how they sustain themselves.
Hey, Jonathan. Sure. So all the museums in the Smithsonian system get around two-thirds of their funding from the federal government, and the same goes for the National Gallery of Art. So that's why they can all afford to be free. You don't have to pay to get in. But most smaller museums, private museums, charge entry fees in order to stay afloat. And now that all museums are shut down to prevent the spread of coronavirus, a lot of them have been having to make really hard financial decisions. And then also, as you'll remember, DC has never been an easy place to survive as a private museum. The museum closed at the end of last year, for example. So these financial situations were already difficult.
Give us an example of a museum that's having to make, you know, a hard choice right now.
One example is the National Museum of Women and the Arts. They have had to lay off workers in their museum shop and in security and operations. The National Children's Museum on Pennsylvania Avenue near the National Mall is another one. It just had its grand opening in late February, which means it was only open for about 3 weeks before it had to close down again. And the Children's Museum is in a very unique position. It pays rent to the federal government. So D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton is pushing Congress to give it a reprieve from paying rent in the federally owned building where it is.
And there are other museums that were planning to open and have had to kind of push things back or maybe cancel things entirely, right?
Yeah, that's right. So in late May, we were about to get a brand new museum called Planet Word that I was really excited about. It's a museum dedicated to language, and it's been renovating this historic building on Franklin Square for years now. And its leadership told me today that they've had to postpone their grand opening indefinitely. You know, it's not going anywhere. They're planning to still open the museum. They just have no idea when it's going to happen. Another example is the National Building Museum. It's been closed for months for renovations and was supposed to open in mid-March. And now, of course, that's on hold. And this shutdown could actually prove to be pretty dire for the building museum because it was already in a precarious financial position. They just went through a round of layoffs in January.
That's one of my favorite buildings in the city.
I know.
Okay, so what types of museum employees are most worried about all this?
Yeah, so a lot of museum workers can work remotely. That's the good news, and they're largely going to be okay. But hourly workers like event security personnel, retail staff, contractors like teaching artists and art installers, they don't have that same luxury. So there's a contemporary art museum called the Krieger in the Foxhall neighborhood, and its director told me that they've paid all their teaching artists and security staff through the end of the month, but beyond that, their paychecks just aren't certain right now.
Wow. Okay. Michaela Lafrac is WAMU's arts and culture reporter talking to us about the plight of private museums during the coronavirus shutdown. Michaela, thanks so much and keep up the good work.
Thanks, Jonathan.